Welcome, welcome, welcome to the mystical kingdom of this universe. Thank you for attending and hearing this episode. How are you guys doing, my fellow mystics, the builders, the architects, the alchemists, the travelers, the seekers of the truth, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment, the understanding, the revelations of this knowledge and information that would set us free so we should not perish from lack of knowledge. It is your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind, coming to you down with this episode of the day. Hopefully you guys enjoy it and get some great info out of it. Let's dive in.
The hieroglyphics tell us the story of two visionaries, outcasts, not of this world. They led a band of ragtag followers carrying everything they had, pursued by forces of evil. The symbols show us they reached their destination, but what happens inside is a mystery.
Faith that moves God to act. Faith that moves God to act. God said, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There must be an earnest diligence in our heart if we're going to touch God in faith. And the Bible then talks about the just shall live by faith. It's a way of life. And then the Bible talks about the law of faith. There is a law, just like the law of gravity, in the spirit world called the law of faith. The law of faith said that if you will receive the word of God and his promises, if you will receive them and believe you have it without ever seeing any evidence of it, nothing but the word of God is your evidence, Jesus said, you shall have it. For whosoever shall say to this mountain, what mountain? Well, that's your trouble. That's your heartache. That's your sorrow. That's your burden. That's the thing that you're facing. That's the thing you're crying about and fasting about and having a nervous breakdown about. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. He didn't say pray to the mountain. He didn't say pray about the mountain. He said speak to the mountain. You know what we need to do is stop talking to God about how big our mountain is, and let's start talking to our mountain about how big our God is. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, speak to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Then Jesus said, when you pray, believe you receive. Believe you receive. And Jesus said, you shall have. See, faith is seeing the promise in the word, praying that promise, and believing you receive it. Your business is to believe it's yours. Jesus' business is to see that you have it. See, there's a space between believing you receive and you shall have it. It's in that time in between that people have to fight the fight of faith. That's when you have to hold on. Don't be like Thomas who said, except I believe. See, I'll not believe unless I put my finger in there and feel. I'll not believe. No, Jesus said, Thomas, because you've seen, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So when you do that, you are blessed. Faith that moves God to act. Now, God wants you all to be happy. I want all of the thousands here to know that God's dream for you is for you to be happy, be out of debt, be healed in your body, have your family serving God, have your heart mended and not be broken. God wants the very best for you. The very best for you. Shout amen. Amen. But you see, some people get God to move and some people do not. See, needs do not move God. I'm not talking about God is not concerned about you. But you know, if he is moved by needs, think about suffering, sighing, crying, dying humanity. God would begin to do something about it. It's not needs that move God. It's faith that moves God. You must find out how God works. God said, without faith, it's impossible to cooperate with me, get me to work with you. Well, we get faith by hearing the word of God. God calls the things that be not as though they were. That's Bible faith. That's the God kind of faith. Well, what is it that be not? What What is it that be not? Well, my health, my healing, my trouble, and all of that. I tell you, it's not there, Brother Osteen. Well, God calls the things that be not as though they were. You got to call it as though it's yours when you don't see it. Well, you say, I don't want to be like that. I do, because I want to be like God.
Well, hello there, my fellow seekers of the truth. How you guys doing today? It's your host, Mr. Alchemist, Mr. Raise Your Frequency Up, Mr. No Real Estate Investor Left Behind. How you guys doing today? I hope you guys are enjoying this episode that we have created for you guys to help you in your growth, in your expansion, in your self-development, in your revelations, in whatever you're doing. Hopefully, we're helping you guys grow much bigger and getting closer to your step. Southern State Management has been doing this for over 28 years. Pardon me, 28 years we've been in the self-development, self-growth, better producing, better creating ourselves and developing systems, products, and services to be able to help and maneuver some hurdles around the way. Some of the hurdles are financial wealth, financial literacy, understanding your rights, business ownership, business systems. So these are some of the projects and services that we have through No Real Estate Investor Left Behind and Project Real Estate Alchemy and Project Alchemy. If you guys are interested in wanting to know more, give us a call, 915-247-8784. Again, that's 915-247-8784. And for every person that gives us a call, we will give you a free savings account. This savings account is established in gold. That's right. Our investment in you and in your self-worth, we're investing it in gold. So give us a call, 915-247-8784. So please share, like, comment. Talk to you guys later. Self-development. Know thyself.